The Security Council has asked the two parties to work towards a bizonal, bicommunal federation of two constituent states. One would be the Greek Cypriot state and one would be a Turkish Cypriot state, with a view to reunifying the island under a federal government.
Will they get any closer to reunification at the meeting at Greentree?
We certainly hope so. As you know, there was an agreement in 2004 that was put to a vote and unfortunately rejected by the Greek Cypriot side. An agreement is certainly possible. This last round of talks has lasted a little over 3 years now, and it's certainly the UN's point of view that an agreement is possible given sufficient political will.
Why is the timing of this particular meeting crucial?
This particular meeting is really sort of a last chance to get a deal, or to get at least the framework for a deal before Cyprus, the Republic of Cyprus, so that's the Greek Cypriot side, if you want, takes over the EU presidency as of July 2012. Now, that becomes a problem because one of the guarantor powers, which is Turkey, has stated that it will freeze its relationship with the European Union should Cyprus take over the presidency without a deal with the Turkish Cypriots.
Can you give a bit of background to this whole issue?
It really started right after independence in Cyprus in the early 60s. Ethnic strife started between Greek Cypriots and Turkish Cypriots, leading to a suspension of the constitution, which then led one of the guarantor powers, Turkey, to intervene. It did so in a big way in 1974 and effectively partitioned the island into two. And that has been the status quo since then, since 1974. And there have been numerous attempts at reaching a deal. This is an attempt to bring about a new deal again that could be acceptable to both sides.
Why is it taking so long to sort this out?
Both sides had to sort of go through all of the issues and look at the various possibilities that were offered to them. And this is why, for example, at some point, the Turkish Cypriots unilaterally declared a republic in the north of Cyprus, which is not recognized by the international community and specifically not by the Security Council. So they've had to run through the gamut of possibilities. And fortunately, both sides believe that the best future for their own citizens, both north and south, is a bicommunal, bizonal federation, given the relatively small size of this island.